Now we pass on to the memory developing breath. The memory developing breath. And I at once would ask you to endeavor to begin to live in a different kind of a world. Begin to live in a world of words. Try to see that you know the meaning of every word that you use. And if you come across a word anywhere that you hear or that you read, and you are not quite familiar with it, well, think about it. If you are familiar with it, see how many different phases of meanings that will come to you. And I am quite sure that it will be a very pleasant hobby for you. For example, why the memory developing breath? Why in mental physics the memory developing breath? Why do we start with the harmonic breath? Why do we follow the harmonic breath with the memory developing breath? Why, following the memory developing breath, is there the revitalizing breath and the inspirational breath, the perfection breath, and so on? Now just think of these things, and I am sure that it will help you to grow in the inner feeling that is quite beyond the mere intellectual feeling. Now, my beloved, again, get out your spiritual camera and get this mental picture of the memory developing breath. We then prepare ourselves for the first of the 8 key breaths in the science of mental physics, the memory developing breath. This is the key breath of all breaths that you will ever be able to learn in action, in motion, in movement. Therefore, it is vital. Now then, your picture. Use your spiritual camera. First, we check our posture. Your feet are flat on the floor. Your heels are touching. Your knees are together if comfortable. Your spine is erect, well away from the back of the chair. Your shoulders are dropped. There is no tension in your arms and hands. Your palms are downward on the knees. Now, my beloved, in this breath, only your head is moved. Movement of the head corresponds with movement of the breath. You begin with your head forward. Your head forward. Your chin nearly on the chest. Then you bring your head backward with a rhythmic movement as far as it will go without any strain. Only your head. The rest of your body remains motionless. Now, as your head swings forward, you exhale vigorously through the mouth, through your teeth, as if whistling. Your teeth are partially closed, causing a slight resistance to your breath. Now, as we will practice in a moment, you will notice how the movement of your head corresponds with the movement of your breath. The inhalation is even and unbroken, timed to correspond exactly with the backward swing of your head, so that when your head has reached the farthest point of the swing backward, your body is filled with breath. Now, at precisely that point, you begin the exhalation and the forward movement of your head, so that there is no change whatsoever between the end of your inhalation and the beginning of your exhalation. There must be no jerkiness in your head movement, but a beautifully controlled wheel-like motion. Be sure that your exhalation is vigorous so that you will be assured of a deep inhalation that follows. Now, you get your mental picture, don't you? You've made your exposure. You see the picture in your mind. Now this comment. Your memory-developing breath is breathed in a series of seven sevens, or 49 times in all. We breathe two sevens, we rest. Two more sevens, we rest. Two more sevens, we rest. And then one final seven. Then we relax completely. The backs of the hands are on the knees as we listen to the voice of Dingley May in the affirmation that follows. Now, let us enter upon this with deep feeling. Now, sitting erect, your feet level, your spine straight, the palms of your hands downward, your fingers preferably touching, your thumbs the two poles far apart. Now, without any breath in the body, let us drop our heads. Without any breath in the body, gently we bring our head backward. Now down. Now back. Now down. Now back. Now down a little more. Now back a little more. Now down. There you have the rhythm. Now, my beloved, let us enter upon our memory developing breath in the deepest reverential attitude of mind. Now we drop our heads. Let no one lead. We breathe in through the nostrils. We exhale through the mouth. Now, all together, up. Shh. Up. Up, shh, up, shh, up, shh, up, shh, up, shh, stop. Now that was not very good. We must do it as if we really mean it. We're sitting erect. We're pulling the body up, a glorious feeling. We lift all the weight with the ribs, so to speak. And now, watch and listen. I will demonstrate 1-7. Now that really is the way to breathe. My beloved, we're in mental physics. When we do a thing, let us do it with our whole heart, or not at all. You will find me a bit of a tyrant of a teacher. As a teacher, I'm very impatient, because I do know, and I hope that you have found it also, that when we have done all that we can do, when we have done all that we can do, God does the rest. Now, therefore, let us have that in mind. God can do infinitely more than we can do. So erect. Now, the fingers touching, that is better. Now we drop the head. Now, all together, up. Very good indeed. I knew that you could do it. You know, we're in a workshop, and we do not want to waste a moment. We're learning a new trade. That was very good indeed. Now then, let us get the right technique. Be easy and free, so that you can feel it all over your body. I notice, however, that some of you are inattentive. For example, one student looked around when I was going to say up. And when I was saying up, she was coming down. And when she should have been down, she was up, and so on. Well, all that will pass away if we give it our close attention. And incidentally, all those of you who are wearing glasses, if I were you, I would take them off. That's good. For we will expect miracles here in our classes. Now to resume. Just get the feeling or the hearing, the feeling through your hearing of this breath. I will try to give it to you. Now try to feel the rhythm. Probably cannot breathe like that, but the day will come when you will be able to. But unless you begin to do so, you never will be able to do so, you see. Now, the reason that I am giving so much attention to this breath is because it is a key breath. It is the key breath to all breaths, where you move the body in breathing. As the next breath that we shall come to is the key breath to all breaths in non-action, in no motion. Now, remember, I am your teacher, and I want to teach. That is all that I am here for. So please listen. I want to give you everything I possibly can give to you. It may be very sentimental to say so, but I would give you my heart. Now, my beloved, let us all keep our attention and do all that we can, and thus praise the Lord. We shall praise the law in which we live when we discover what the law is and how we live in it. Now, in this breath, as in all breaths, the exhalation is the secret. A long, deep emptying the body. That is the secret of all breaths. Now, drop the head. We get ready. Feel happy. Now, all together. Up. It may be that you feel a little dizziness in the head. If so, give thanks. That's proof that you have brains. The extra oxygenation is causing the lethargic brain cells, so to speak, to awaken. You may feel a little tingling feeling at the fingertips, the tips of the toes, or the soles of the feet, in the throat, the top of the head, around the navel. Now, again, we get ready. Two more sevens. Even better. Remember the exhalation. Now, all together. Up. Shh. watching within your own body. My beloved, don't move. You begin to inhale from the bottom of the circle, and you breathe in and in and in and in. And then when you come to the top of the circle, the exact apex of the circle, you are filled completely. Then you begin your exhalation. But you do not move before you begin to exhale. From that exact point, the summit of the circle, you begin to exhale. And when you get down where you started from, you are completely empty. Now, let us do this to the very best of our ability. Let us get ready. Now you will breathe and breathe and breathe as much as you can. And then, when you cannot breathe anymore, your head will be as far back as it is convenient for you to put it. Now be patient with me. I am trying to be patient with you. Many of you are breathing like rabbits. Now, watch me. Let me demonstrate for you. You must, of course, remember the inhalation. The inhalation must be powerful because you desire your exhalation to be even more powerful. Like this. Now there, you heard the exhalation. Now watch again for the inhalation. Now I'm going to breathe in. There you are filled. Now we exhale. You breathe in, and when you get to the top of the circle, stop. And then prepare yourselves for the exhalation. You will be simply amazed. Now be patient with me. Drop the head. Now, all together, just one breath. In. Up. Hold it. Hold it. Now, exhale. Stop. Now we will do that once more. Now, all together. Up. Hold it. Now exhale. That's better. Now we will put some vim into it. Now all together. Once more. Up. Hold it. Now out. Much, much better. My congratulations. Now we are going to conclude this breath then with one more seven. One more seven. Now we'll get ready. Real breathing. Now. One more seven all together. Up. Stop. And now the backs of the hands on the knees, the eyes closed. And now I imagine that great light at the top of my head. The top of my head is heavy and relaxed. The forehead is heavy. The eyes are relaxed. The muscles of the face are withdrawn. No pressure on the teeth. The arms and the hands are very heavy. But oh, how happy I feel. I feel happy all over, particularly in my beautiful face. My face is bathed in smiles. My whole body is bathed in the blushes of my smiles. I feel a gentle pressure from within, outwards, and that gentle pressure is taking away all little lines of care, worry, trouble, fear. I feel happy all over. And now I bring the light down. The chest is relaxed. The abdomen falls down, and the light comes down, down, down to the tips of my toes. And now I imagine that great light at the back of my neck. I'm looking down over my beautiful spine. It seems that I'm looking at a wonderful waterfall with the sunshine playing on it, so that I see a countless number of tiny specks of iridescent light. Light! Light! And I know my whole body to be full of light. If thine eye be single, the single eye, the third eye, the inner eye, the spiritual eye, the creative eye, the eternal eye, the eye of my imagination, the eye that I am now using. If thine eye be single, thy whole body, this wide universe, shall be full of light. And I know that every cell in that countless number of cells in my body is a lamp, a light, a torch, bringing to me the light of the divine wisdom within me. The light being in perfect correspondence with the flame, as the flame is in perfect correspondence with the fire. The fire, the fire! That is in the center of centers of centers of centers of my inmost being, the fire of divine love within me. And so, feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, imagining that great golden, golden shower of light going out in all directions, the secret of the golden flower, slowly I take a little breath and a long, deep, sweeping, sweeping sigh. And now I lock it up. I make it my own as I take another little breath and a quick sigh. And I wake up quietly. Now, my beloved, that was very good. Let us come together. Let us feel that we're in the great ocean. We can imagine, of course, the dewdrop losing itself in the ocean. That's the feeling. But on the whole, we did very well indeed. A tree is perhaps beautiful to look at, but when the time of the harvest comes, then it tells its story by its fruit. We must be the same. Now, let us try to breathe an extra seven and endeavor, if you can think of two or three things at one time, which is impossible, but it seems as if you can, endeavor, as you bring the breath in, to feel and know that you are taking in the very light of life, the light of God. You can use any language, whatever, to portray the one universal idea. Now, real breathing. Palms downward. Splendid. Now just a little better. Pulling ourselves upright on the chairs. Much better. Now, real breathing. Now all together. Up. Successfully learning to really breathe.